For the Chiefs to pick up their eighth win of the season, they're going to have to contend with a Cardinals defense led by defensive coordinator Todd Bowles that's been extremely impressive this season. One of the guys the Chiefs offense is going to have to account for in every single play is number 93, 6'8", 300-pound defensive end, Calais Campbell. Campbell is a rare 3-4 defensive end that can not only play 5 technique out, head up on a tackle and play the run, but he can also slide in nickel and dime situations and get after the passer. He uses that 6'8", 300-pound frame well in disrupting passing lanes for quarterbacks, but he also has the leverage, even at 6'8", to bend his knees and get down below offensive linemen to play the run. Two players you will recognize on the outside for the Cardinals are veterans Antonio Cromartie and Patrick Peterson. When thrown their direction, Cromartie is allowing a quarterback rating of just 66.6, while Peterson is allowing a rating of 113.7 this season. One of the Cardinals' best defensive backs, Tyrann Mathieu, better known as the Honey Badger, will not play in this game as he just underwent thumb surgery, which is a huge blow for the Cardinals' defense because he's been a standout player for them when he's been out on the field. The Cardinals are led on the offensive side of the ball by quarterback Drew Stanton, who had to step in for the injured Carson Palmer, who went down in Week 10 with a knee injury. In 7 games this season, Stanton is 4-3 as a starter, and he's completed 55% of his passes with 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. But when you look at this Chiefs defense and what they've done over the past 3 weeks, the blueprint is out there to run the ball against this team. Against the Seattle Seahawks, Oakland Raiders, and Denver Broncos combined, the Chiefs defense has given up 597 yards rushing. When I spoke with Arians earlier this week, he told me it's not as simple as just mirroring what the last 3 opponents have done against this Chiefs defense. His offense really hasn't run the ball that well this season, as they rank 31st in the NFL, rushing for just 74.8 yards per game. Something to watch for as we get closer to game time on Sunday is Cardinals starting running back Andre Ellington will be a game time decision as he is dealing with a hip pointer injury. With 201 carries this season, Ellington is responsible for almost 70% of the total rushes for the Cardinals offense. The next highest guy is Stephon Taylor, who has only 25 carries this season. But even more importantly, Ellington is also tied for the team lead with 46 receptions this season. He is a huge part of this Cardinals offense, and that is something to watch as we get closer to game time. Is Ellington going to play, and how effective will he be if he is out on the field? Another player to watch on the outside who's been making waves this season is rookie receiver John Brown, who played at nearby Pittsburgh State University. Anybody who watched any Division II football or MIAA football in the area was already aware of Brown, but now he's made his mark on the NFL as he leads the Cardinals with 5 touchdown receptions this season and also leads the team with 76 targets. The Chiefs are going to have to be aware of where Brown's at all times, as he's proven to be a playmaker at the NFL level.